And teachers at early childhood centres are speaking out about a toxic culture of bullying, saying they've been sworn at and abused in front of children, and some have felt suicidal. Employment advocates say the sector is grossly overrepresented in complaints about bullying. Our education correspondent John Gerritsen reports.
These teachers are members of an online support group, and they all have stories to tell about bullying.
Being sworn at, being yelled at, being told that I'm incompetent, that I'm a failure.
One of the managers is such a bully that she has gone through so many staff, and you'd think that that company would think, hang on, is it the staff that are going, or is it her?
The disaster of an industry, and things need to change, basically.
One teacher says she was bullied so badly she considered suicide, and several say bullying comes from centre owners who have no teaching experience or qualifications. Employment advocates told RNZ they see far more early childhood teachers than school teachers. Ashley Feckney says she's lost count of the number she's worked with. She says the sector's a mess and teachers often end up being disciplined over trivial matters.
The things that are going to disciplinary in early childhood is what I would call quite a low bar. A lot of employers wouldn't usually take them. I represented a woman once who was just wiping tears off a child's face, and they said that was, you know, too much, and they went to disciplinary for that. So it's small things that are getting escalated.
Marilyn Suchley runs Employment Resolution Consultants. She says bullying in the sector is often accompanied by exploitation, such as not paying staff properly.
It's sort of psychological, it's manipulation, undermining, belittling, that passive-aggressive kind of bullying, and it's going on for a long time, and the person that's the target doesn't really realise until it's too late and it's got too much.
She says managers will sometimes threaten to report teachers to the teaching council or refuse to sign off their registration papers to stop them complaining about problems at their centre. Employment advocate Rachel Ralston says if staff complain about problems or rule breaches, the centre owner or manager will go after them.
They will start encouraging soliciting false complaints from other teachers. They will put them into disciplinary processes that will result in complaints to the teaching council. They will put them in a position where they effectively will end up losing their careers. One way or another, they'll lose their career. And so they leave. And they tend to leave quietly.
She says she tells some clients to get out of teaching.
There's a real reluctance to accept the fact that this is happening. It's a horrific industry to be in. I quite regularly will tell clients, you know, you're in the wrong career. You need to go and find another job, because teaching jobs, especially in ECE, are fraught with danger that you will become a victim.
The organisations representing centre owners and managers, Te Rito Maioha, Early Childhood New Zealand and the Early Childhood Council, say bullying is not acceptable. But they deny the sector has a particular problem.